Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of The Late Night Girl. How you doing? How you feeling? Woo! I'm happy to be here. And, we've got a surprise for you. I can't wait to tell you what that is in just a few. But welcome back. Hopefully everybody had a wonderful, wonderful weekend. I mean, it's only Tuesday, so you got like a whole... You know what? This is a short week, though. Mm-hmm. This is a short week. This is the 4th of July. Yeah!
Holiday.
Yep.
Firecrackers. Gotta have those fireworks. I don't care. There ain't no 4th of July without fireworks.
That's right, girl. That's right.
That's all I'm saying.
There you have it, folks. You hear a new voice today. We got somebody real special in the his house. It is, what's your name? Tell him your name.
Sandra B.
And where you from, Sandra?
I'm from Brooklyn.
Okay, holla for Brooklyn. We're two from Brooklyn here.
Brooklyn in the his house. Oh my gosh.
What's the topic about?
We got a crazy, crazy, crazy topic on tonight. So we're gonna talk about, we ain't gonna get all into it just yet, but we're gonna talk about, where are the real men? Will the real men please stand up?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Where are the real men? Jesus.
You can see Sandra is super excited.
No, listen. High and low. Looking for this man, right? I went to churches, right? I ain't talking about churches, chicken girl. I'm talking about churches, right? And I'm looking for this man. He said he was in the church, all right? All right? Dressed up in a suit, okay? Suit, not soup, suit.
And what happened?
He ain't there.
He was in a jail.
In jail? Thank you for that, Sandra. Thank you.
We do need this man with jobs, though, you know. Got that right.
But we're talking about those insecure men. Actually, boys. Because if you're a man, you're not insecure. You're secure about yourself, and you know what you're doing, and you know how to treat a lady. So
right,
we're not
confident.
Talking to you guys. We're talking to the other one.
The men have talking been about trained. The perpetrators.
Mm-hmm.
We talking about the innovators.
Okay.
All right, I like that. Not the perpetrators, the innovators.
That's right.
They pave the way when it comes to relationships.
That's what I say. Those are the ones, the innovators, okay?
You know,
those are the ones who climb the mountaintop.
Mm-hmm.
You try to get these are the perpetrators to climb a mountain, girl. You know, listen to me now.
Go ahead, girl.
They don't know how to climb a tree. You try to climb a mountain.
Oh, no. Wait,
that
was
out.
Please.
Y'all can see it. We're
all looking at you guys. They're climbing trees. And they talk about it hurt themselves. Branch. They can't take it. This is different. That's all I'm saying.
As you can see, Sandra, she got this. She got it down pack. She got it right.
Listen to the topic. The topic is about these,
bitch,
you know, the bee niggas, okay?
Right, the bee niggas.
Right, the bee niggas.
Okay.
You
yep.
know who you are. You know who you are.
Negroes.
Sandra, we don't try to get into the conflict about, you know, persecuting like that. But,
mm-hmm.
there's a butt behind every butt. what I'm saying is, these guys out here, the problem is, they need pacifiers.
Oh, you got
right.
that right.
Because if they're not rock to sleep, you know what I'm saying? Because they forget that they left mama house a long time ago. So they get
some
that nice
still there.
They get a nice girl. Get a nice girl. Go to church, pay her tithes. Go to work every day. sometimes work more than they supposed to let you work. It's called overtime.
Overtime.
But, all right.
We're
those men. But, no, we ain't talking about those men. We're talking about the women that support these little B niggas.
Oh, no, okay? No, that ain't happening.
No, it's supposed to happen. But the problem is the perpetrators, all right, mess it up for the innovators.
Is that all right?
No, it's true. It's true. Now, listen. And what happened? I ain't trying to take this show over, girl. But I got something I can't say.
Say it.
I'm trying.
Hey,
don't
to hear you.
Don't edit my shit.
That's our thing. It's live. You all
I'm sorry. I'm sorry for trying to get serious. Now, I want to teach everybody out there about what's going on. Women, if you got a man who comes home from Monday to Sunday, laying up on that couch, pick him up with all your strength. Mm-hmm. I ain't saying with your strength. I said, with all your strength,
and
let that stretch out in his ear. Let him find out what you mean. You tell him to get his lazy butt, since I can't cut you. You know what I really want to say? I want to say that ass so bad.
Okay.
You tell him to get his lazy butt off that couch. Do something. Wet your grass. Take out the trash. Wash the dishes. Well, I mean, what? We understand it's hard for you, B niggas. We know it's hard. We know it's hard. But you can't keep doing this to the women. We ain't gonna have it. We ain't having it no more.
No,
we ain't your mama. We ain't your grandmama. No, we your woman.
You should have been taught that a long time ago before you left the house,
mm-hmm.
how to treat a woman. But that's the problem, too, a lot of these young parents. Young moms, they don't know. They're too young to be teaching somebody else, so they can't raise a man, and they're raising them all the wrong ways.
They're giving them to the street.
Exactly.
They're giving them to the street.
But that's... even so, I feel like even if you're not taught the right way how to treat a person or a woman, it's basically common sense, you know? You don't
know.
Do certain things. If you don't want it done to you, you don't go out and do it to someone
else. People don't
else.
Seem to have common sense these days.
That's so true. That's so true. What do you think about that?
I think that, you know, they
you
have common
you
sense. I think they really do have common sense. They just don't want to use it. They don't want to use it because there's too much going on. There's too much preaching on TV. All right? There's too many real brothers out here trying to teach the unnecessary brothers out here who got period blood flowing in their, in their veins. I really believe that. They do. They got some period blood out here. Period blood niggas. You know who you are. We need to do a survey. When we walk the streets and just pick them all out, you know, and just say, come here, period, blood niggas. We need to teach you something today. Stop trying to tell us that you're a real man.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Just because you got some muscles. Right?
No,
muscles don't make you a man. Right? What makes you a man is being a good father. A dedicated husband.
Come on now.
A man who go to work. You know what I'm saying? Take your woman out. Open the damn door for her. You always want to just get in the car.
This sounds personal.
I'm just saying. They just want to get in the car.
I got you.
And rush it. Now, you know about makeup and things that we got to take our time to get it right for you? You just want to rush out. Listen. For all you be niggas. Take your time, rinse out the period blood from your veins. It's easy. Rinse it out. Douche.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm playing. Let's get serious. Listen, I'm just playing, but listen. I'm getting serious now, right?
No, go ahead.
Because it's hurt my dear heart. All right?
Mm-hmm.
I had this man. He told me he was a dream. I said, you know what? You are a dream. Because I seen you in my dream. He said, I know. And guess what?
What happened?
He was a nightmare.
So I saw this one coming. He was not a dream.
He was a nightmare. Mm-hmm. The man told me all these magnificent things about
himself.
That's how
it is most of the time. You get nightmares instead of dreams.
Stop tricking the women, man. Mm-hmm. Then you always wonder why when you say, how beautiful, we just keep walking.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing but game. We found out.
I ignore the high beautiful.
Really?
I ignore
it. This other day, somebody said, high beautiful. You stopped and said, who, me?
And no, that
I'm
is not
joking.
Me.
I'm just joking.
No,
I'm just joking.
I'm just stop playing.
I'm telling you. And then Mosley's got to try to convince you when you meet with him, especially when you don't feel like you want to give him a chance.
I know.
And they're like, no, but I am mature. I'm this and that. I'm like, come on, you know, give me a chance. And you're so disappointed. Like you say, they end up being a nightmare.
Nightmare.
You give them a chance.
Elm Street.
To prove
it.
They just don't. Like, they disappoint you every time.
If you got to give a man another chance to prove himself, he shouldn't have gotten the first chance, basically.
Right.
Like, who was it, Maya Angelou, who said, when someone shows you who they really are, believe them
right.
the first time.
Mm-hmm.
So
I agree with that.
That is so true.
Us as women, as females, talking to you ladies, we have to just pay attention. And also men, because there's women out there, there's trifling women out there. Who
Woo!
Are the same
Lord,
thing.
Mercy, my That's girlfriend, trifling as hell. She's trifling as hell, got a good man. Go to work. Come home, do everything. Play with the kids, take the kids to basketball practice, baseball practice.
Soccer.
No, they don't go to soccer yet. tennis, cheerleader practice, Girl Scout.
What
man want to go to Girl Scout meetings? He's dead, selling cookies, all that. But guess what she's doing?
What she doing?
Being a hoe.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
you know, it happens. It happens to
yeah.
It happens to all of us. The men, the women. We just gotta know what we're looking for.
And then once you find somebody, go appreciate what you got.
Treat them right.
That's right.
Right.
I mean,
but you know what's so hard?
Don't take it for granted.
You know what's hard? All this internet stuff. All this internet.
Well, people are meeting people.
Let me tell you something.
Online,
they got crazy stuff. Christian.com.
Christian Mingle.
Yeah. Christian Mingle. Don't lie to me, I won't lie to you.com.
Don't lie to me, I won't lie
That's
to you.
A real one,
oh my gosh, no way. Oh my god.
You know? Black Planet. Oh,
no one does Black Planet.
All right. I'm old fashioned, but. Now people actually using their
Instagram.
My Instagram.
Snapchat.
They use a Facebook. Facebook is the newest hookup.
No, that's old.
People it's old, but people still use
the same. Instagram is the new one. That's thought central. Right
but it's killing the true commitment of relationships, this whole era of computer love.
I don't agree with that.
No, it's the truth. Let me tell you why. Because men can always sneak up there and find them another girl with no problems by throwing a picture and some old lies up there.
Well,
and women are desperate out here trying to find a king. They're out here trying to find a real man. Mm-hmm. Real good women. And guess what?
Mm-hmm.
Every woman out here, the good women I'm talking about that got real good jobs, good professions.
They
ain't got time to be out here mingling, going to these little clubs no more. So guess where they going? Guess where they going now? They going to these internet.
Well, here's the thing. A king, a real man, is not going to be up on Instagram putting up fake pictures and with lies and whatever. So a real man.
Right.
You know what? I like meeting a man the old-fashioned way. A friend of a friend.
I agree.
You know, maybe we go to school. Mm-hmm. You know, we went
we
to
might
school together.
Might bump each other at the grocery store. Who knows?
Yeah, something like that. But on the internet.
Random.
I don't trust it. Don't trust it. Everyone's faking.
I don't like internet
people
either.
People don't look the way they look.
Oh my god, that, you know they do all the catfishing and stuff. People post pictures of another person that's not even them, like some model or something.
Let's get to the main topic. V niggas. What are we gonna talk about?
We're talking about these V niggas.
We are.
Putting up fake Instagram pictures.
What happened to Negroes?
That was from the first Negroes. They're gonna go get these
people. I'm just getting real ratchet today on the late night girls. That's okay. And we've got a special guest, Sandra, with us today. Who is?
I don't play, girl. I don't be playing. I swear, I don't play.
So, and you know, if you're just tuning in, you know, we're talking about will the real men please stand up? Where are the real men? Why are all these fake posers, man posers? You know, pop it up. But you know what? We can play a song real quick, cause let's see. No.
You know the Trevor should have had Classic Man. You know that song?
Oh, I love that song, Classic Man. Let's not get them too excited because we're not about to play that right now. Those by somebody else. I will play. You know, we'll just play Choice. No, we won't play that one.
Georgia.
We got some Manny James.
Lips Are Moving. It could be
that's right. We're going to play Lips Are Moving by Meghan Trainor. Let's see, and we'll be right back. Go. Welcome back, everybody. It's Marita and Jen with the Late Night Girls, and we've got a special guest again with us. We got Sandra in the house. Oh, my gosh. She is, like, blowing it up. She is, like, really intense and into this subject on tonight. And for all of you that are just now tuning in, we are talking about Will the Real Men Please Stand Up? Oh, my gosh. So many pretenders. What did you say earlier, Sandra? You was like impersonators. They taking out the innovators.
Perpetrator innovators.
I mean, but it's real though. You know, there's so many fake men these days. I mean, it's like men won't be men.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes even though the women won't let men be men, but that's a whole nother subject right there.
No, that's a subject. That's a subject.
That is true though. You know mm-hmm. what? Okay, we'll touch on that a little bit because. Women, let the men be men. When there are real men out there really trying, don't stand in their way. Let them take care of you. Let them do their manly duties. Let them run the household. If they want to tell you what X, Y, and Z, then listen sometimes. It's okay. Let them be the man. Let them be macho. It's cool.
Oh, my God. You
want
to baby want to cry when you said that? You touched feelings with that. Let me tell you why, all right?
Okay, tell us
because
why.
Because first and foremost, use women out here, you're out here yelling at these men, you know, like they're your children, all right?
Yeah, I've seen some women talk down to their men, and I'm like, whoa.
And you're making the men soft.
Right.
You know, and they want to be good men and respectful, but you're taking the manhood out of them.
Right.
So with that being said and all done, I feel that you men need to put some Timberland boots on. When you're dealing with those women that think they the man because they want to be on a pole with the hard hat on now.
Uh-oh.
That's the problem. No, the problem is, right? Listen to me. Look at me when I talk to you. These women out here really feel like they got what the man got downstairs now.
Yeah, there are some.
Right? And we ain't talking about, like, you know what I'm saying, women who's on the other side of the world. I'm talking about pure women, pure breed women out here thinking they got the package downstairs like a man got.
I believe it. And that's sad. I know
I
women
don't care
like
what
that.
Nobody say that is sad.
That's just not how I was raised, you know, and brought up anyway.
Yeah, me too. We're going to have a lot of people.
Like that, because I wouldn't be here being your friend, girl.
Because you wasn't raised like that, right?
What? You listen
to your man, Sandra? You sound like you go in.
Let me see what
like,
I do.
Like, they start acting up like you go in.
Let me see what I do with my man come home, all right? He get foot massages, all right? Mm-hmm. No, I'm dead serious. All 10 toes, all right? From the big one to the ugly small one. I don't care.
The smalls are cute.
No, my man toes are feet to up. Huh? It's hard, girl.
But
you
gotta
feel those corns and things around
him. You gotta love him. You love the toes.
I kiss my hand and touch his toes. But you know what? He come home, you know, I rub his toes down with some baby lotion. Cause I like to, you know what? Baby lotion smells so good. But when he get home, all right? No, this is what I do. I do that because I got so much important stuff in my mind that I want to talk to you about, my man. When he get home, and not only did I rub his toes down, but I call him, all right? Before he touched down to that doorknob, all right? I'd be like, boo! He'd be like, what? I'd be like, boo! He'd be like, what? I'd be like, boo! Are you all home? Let me finish this real quick. It's easy. Like,
okay.
So I'd be like, he'd be like, yeah, I'm on my call. Like, 5 minutes, 10 minutes? He'd be like, 5 minutes. 5 minutes. What I do is I set that water up on the right temperature. All right? Uh-huh. He's like bubble bath. I don't know. He was one of those bubble bath kids. So I put Mr. Bubble in the tub, right? So he like bubbles. He did poof. He bubbles, right? So now he got a bubble bath. He gets his feet rubbed. Mm-hmm. When he get out, I do the mechanics on this dude.
Wow. I've actually never done that.
The women out there do the mechanics.
I've never
you
done
know what
that.
The
what
is?
Are the mechanics?
Huh?
What are the mechanics?
It's like taking your car to a mechanic. It's like my man come home.
Service
tank. Oh, okay. I get it. I'm slow.
I'm slow.
Oh my God.
You learn something new every day, girl. He gets service, but a lot of you women ain't out here serving your man. Do you wonder why he out here doing something crazy? That's why. Service him. Mechanics.
You got to service the right man because you could be doing all that.
He has to be worthy,
right? You could be doing all of that to the wrong man. He's still out there checking out them chicks.
But guess what?
The whores.
It takes time to find out what a man is doing. Don't stop servicing him until you realize that he is out there doing all the
and
wrong things. Because some of you women out here, you get, I like to say, listen to this right here. Do not get comfortable. That's your problem. You just get so comfortable.
What do you mean?
Huh?
What do you
mean? Right, at the beginning, you're doing all these wonderful things to a man.
Stop.
And then all of a sudden, it just stop. You have kids.
Men get comfortable too.
Oh, yeah, both.
But you know what? What grandma told us a long time ago. If you don't do for your man,
somebody
there's
else
another
will.
Woman out there that's ready, set, on her knees, ready to do it all.
James.
Okay? You better go talk to grandma. I talk to my grandmother every
you
day.
You must have been talking to Mother Dear.
Mother Dear, all of them.
Shout
care.
Out to Mother
Big
Dear,
mama,
my grandmother.
Little Mama. They work at the same thing.
Oh, my goodness.
Little Mama was Mother Dear, too.
I agree, and I feel like some women are going to be against what we say, but I feel we were kind of raised a bit similar. Where you do take care of your man, you know, you cook
you
for them.
You submit to them.
I feel the man always has to be the man. Let him be the man. And if you're a smart woman, you know, I'm not going to give out all these good tips.
But the man
but
has
let the
to
man
be, worthy,
be the man.
And he has to be the leader of the household.
Yeah,
he
I
has
agree
to have
with
that,
that
respect. And, you know, and then you fall in line, and it's no problem. If he's doing what he's supposed to do, I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do, and there's no issues there.
I totally agree.
I wouldn't say fall in line, but I basically.
But I'm just saying, like,
I hear what you're saying.
I won't go crazy as long as he's doing. He's taking care of me, I'm taking care of him. We're taking care of each other, and we're a team, and we're building together.
Exactly.
Then, look, you can get whatever you want.
One hand washes the other.
Exactly.
I agree with that.
I think this has been really great. We've got Sandra. She's given us a lot of insight on the show.
You know what? It's not so much my insight. It's about me being on my mind. I'm telling you right now, with all my mind, I love women. I want to support women to the day I drop into the dirt that
you love women.
Huh?
How much do you love women?
How much do I love women? That's a whole other topic, girl.
Okay.
I'll switch my fruit of the loom to something different. But anyway, these girls like to interrupt me and edit my stuff. But what I'm saying is that use women out here.
What are you saying?
Use women
out
here.
Go ahead, we want to hear you.
Use women out here.
Need break it down for us.
Use women out here need to do the one thing that you are magically delicious. And let me tell you something. I ain't even talking about the cereal. I'm talking about just know that you're magically delicious. You love yourself. Look in the mirror sometimes and say, I love me. That's what you're going to be doing. That's the reason why you're frustrated, insecure, mad at yourself, mad at the world. When you're mad at someone, you don't know how to treat them because you don't like yourself. Love you.
I tell them all the time.
Love yourself, God. I see the beauty in you. Look in the mirror and say, I see the beauty in yourself, God.
Right.
Love you. Jesus Christ, love yourself.
That is
okay.
So very true.
That's true.
Oh, my God.
You don't need nobody to tell you that they love you. Love you.
Time is flying. We're almost out of time. Oh, my gosh. This has been really great. We'll have to bring Sandra back on at some point.
It's going to be hard to catch up with me, girl. I'm all over the place. 52 states of America. You're all looking for me. All over the place. It's going to be hard to catch up with the Sandra. I'm just everywhere. You know that, girl.
God does too.
Absolutely.
Thank you for listening each and every Tuesday. And listen, follow us on the Late Night Girls. And Sandra, you got something you want to say?
And what she did say, that's 5 stars.
Oh, thank you. All right.
And, what I really want to end this show with saying is everything she said is good. I want to say a prayer.
Oh,
all right.
Oh, we want to say a prayer on the show today.
I want to say that God is love,
uh-huh.
Okay? God loves you. Jesus died for all of us, all right?
All right.
Your
now.
Man didn't die for you, and you doing all these crazy things and these tricks, all right? All these acrobat tricks, you know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? Your man didn't die for you. Jesus died for you. So always understand why you need to give your love and your honor to God. And I'm out. Sandra.
All right. Thank you so much, everyone. Good night.